You're listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, on Live 365, and on the TBFS Radio Network. This top-ranked business radio broadcast features the obstacles and challenges that business owners endure on the road to success. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, Allison Lindstrom, I'm Kevin Hunter. Stay tuned. The Business Forum Show is next. TBFS Radio Network. Kevin Hunter with Jeff O'Brien here on the Business Forum Show, and we're going to have some conversation about deadlocks, forced dissolution, and buyouts as it pertains to shareholders. And, wow, that sounds like a whole mouthful of headaches.
Yeah, it is, and it's very expensive headaches.
Mm-hmm.
Deadlocks, you know, we've talked previously about, you know, common mistakes business owners make, and there's some that it doesn't seem like a mistake to start out with, but you really have to be careful. And that is having a business with 50-50 owners,
mm-hmm,
and having those two owners be the entire board. So you, mm-hmm, have two board members and 50-50 owners. And essentially what you've created is a huge potential for deadlock and, mm-hmm, an expensive fight if those two owners and board members no longer agree in terms of the course of the business. And, mm-hmm, the reason being, you know, the shareholders of a corporation elect the board, mm-hmm, and vice versa in a limited liability company, the members elect the board of governors. If you know, and the board generally operates the business.
Mm-hmm.
If you're 50-50, you're not going to be able to vote one or the other off the board.
Mm-hmm.
51-49, yeah, you still may have litigation, but at least one of the owners can be running the company in the interim.
Mm-hmm.
Here, it just paralyzes the company.
Mm-hmm.
And you really, if you can't voluntarily resolve the issues between the owners, you have what's called the nuclear option, mm-hmm, which is you go to, in Minnesota law, both the corporation, the LLC statute allow for an owner to go to court and ask the court to use its equitable powers to do a number of different things. It, mm-hmm, could be to dissolve the company and liquidate it.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be to force the other owner to sell his or her shares to the owner who's making the motion.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the court then court has full powers. They could appoint receivers. They could issue injunctions. They're going to appoint somebody to find out what the value of the thing is. Suffice it to say, it's really expensive to, mm-hmm, go that route. It is the option of last resort, but it can happen.
Easily approaching six figures in cost.
Easily.
Mm-hmm.
Easily. So I always try to, you know, when you see this kind of structure proposed, you want to come up with ways to try to head off these issues going forward.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could have, for example, you could do 51-49. That's enough to make one person the majority owner.
Mm-hmm.
With the board, you could even have, I've had clients who have in their bylaws specify that they have, say, 1 to 3 special directors,
mm-hmm,
that only vote in the event that the two board members are deadlocked.
Mm-hmm.
So then you have that odd numbered board that can, you know, vote, and there'll be a decision.
Mm-hmm.
And people say, you know, it's those directors' vote that's binding, mm-hmm, right? Or you just, you know, name an odd numbered board from the outset. You have like a trusted advisor be on the board with the two owners,
mm-hmm,
in order to make sure that there's a tiebreaker.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't guarantee that there won't be any kind of litigation or any dispute, but it certainly is less risky than having just an even number that where you're assuring yourself of that could be a deadlock.
Now, to clarify, because you're mentioning making sure you're having an odd number on the board with regard to a vote, so
going back to the situation where you have, let's say, two brothers who own a business. They have 50-50 share in the organization. If they bring in board members to organization and they happen to have eight in total, you could be looking at the exact same thing because four think
That's
this, four think that. It doesn't matter that you have more people involved. You still have a deadlock.
That's right.
So the significance is getting that odd vote in there. So one thing or the other happens, and you avoid this kind of mess.
Yep, yep, that's exactly right. The other thing, and it's this is this type of a provision. We talked about buy sells in the past. This there's a provision called the Dutch auction, and what it is someone can make a demand to the other. It would have to be in the agreement. You could make the which would say I'm offering you my shares at X price. And you have 30 days to either purchase them or sell me your shares for the same price. One or the other. Okay? These provisions have to be very carefully drafted or they could end up with expensive litigation. And I've had to handle some of those before. We don't commonly use them.
Right.
But this is... I've got a situation right now where I've had fighting for over a year representing one of the 50% owners, and boy, I sure would have liked to have had a provision like that. Because I would have been over and done with a long time ago.
What do you think that so many business owners overlook some of these legal issues? Because there's so many aspects to every piece of business on a legal side, and especially in today's society. What do you think is still being overlooked?
I think part of it, Kevin, is a little bit of a lack of knowledge about the legal workings of a business entity, and it stems, of course, from not working with an attorney that's knowledgeable in the area. You know, I always tell people, business owners, you know, one of the benefits of hiring us is we've seen these issues time and again. We know going into it what the potential issues are and how to try to minimize the risks of them having to go through it. And, you know, you're a business owner is focusing on doing their business, doing what makes, what generates a profit, what they know, what they're good at, right?
Sure.
They're not out there trying to figure out the nuances of how to minimize dissenters' rights, how to keep prevent deadlocks in a company. And whether or not they're breaching, what are the fiduciary duties that are owed to their partners in the whole thing? That's not part of being an entrepreneur. That's why you hire competent business attorneys to help you through those issues from the beginning rather than have to face them later on in an expensive fight.
So the whoever the idiot was that said, what you don't know can't hurt you, that can hurt you in a big way. With regard to legal issues in business. You can reach Jeff O'Brien at 612-336-9317 if you have a legal challenge in your organization. You can also email at jobrien@bowman.com. Kevin Hunter with Jeff O'Brien here.
I wish I had a steady job as an employee. As a business owner, I've heard myself saying that before. We opened our business and we were on our way to living the American dream. Soon afterwards, I found myself working 75 hours a week and losing tons of money. What kind of mom was I to our three young children? Fortunately, I found Action Coach Metro-North. We were able to reduce my hours in half and increase our revenue by 252% after working with my coach. If a mom like me can do it with the help of an Action Coach, why can't you?
Reclaim your life and business and go to freeactionplan.com. Let Action Coach's proven system put you on a path to achieve your goals. Kick the habit of business as usual. Go to freeactionplan.com today and schedule a free action plan session. That's freeactionplan.com. Get into action today. Let Action Coach Business Coaching help you. freeactionplan.com.
You've been listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, on Life 365, and on the TBFS Radio Network. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and Allison Lindstrom, I'm Kevin Hunter. Thanks for listening.